Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with Indiana House Republicans. The Indiana Finance Authority is now accepting applications for the Residential Housing Infrastructure Assistance Program, a low-interest loan available for communities to fund projects that support residential housing development. Applications for the next round of funding are due by October 6th. State Representative Doug Miller of Elkhart, author of legislation that created and expanded this program, says this House Republican priority effort has helped Hoosier communities add over 3,000 housing units in the first two rounds of funding.
Indiana communities continue to grow, and we need to make sure we have the housing available to meet demand. Expanding housing access will alleviate pressure in the market and help more Hoosiers become homeowners. Over the past 2 years, this program has seen tremendous success, helping communities invest in housing to support Hoosier families. By streamlining the sluggish permitting process, we can speed up housing development and reduce costs for Hoosiers.
The new state budget passed this year appropriated $50 million to the Residential Housing Infrastructure Loan Program over the next 2 years to continue efforts to meet the high demand for housing by lowering costs and reducing barriers that can impede housing projects. State Representative David Abbott of Rome City says municipal governments can apply for loans for certain infrastructure projects like electric or gas distribution lines that are related to residential housing.
Affordable home ownership has always been the American dream. It must be available to more Hoosiers. With newly increased housing options, communities can attract and retain residents, thereby increasing their workforce that will help to support the local economies.
To learn more about the Residential Housing Infrastructure Assistance Program and application process, visit the Indiana Finance Authority's website at in.gov/IFA. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from Indiana House Republicans.